That's so great. So is this the this is the No Way Home instant reaction?
Yes.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wow, what a performance tonight from the Saints.
As defense.
The defense. What an amazing performance. One of the best, if not the best, defensive performance in the history of this franchise. I know, I'm sure back in the day, back in the Dome Patrol days, there were a lot of games like this where we kicked some Morton Anderson field goals and the defense played well, so... I mean, I was a little too young to remember exactly games like this back in the day, but man, what a performance from the defense. Dennis Allen, what a great game. You know, being the de facto head coach with Peyton being out, to go into Tampa and to shut out the highest scoring offense in the league. Wow, it was kind of great, just having no expectations tonight. But you're here. This is the 2-point conversion instant reaction show. Saints beat the Bucks 9-0. I am your host tonight, Jason, because Ben decided he didn't want to stay up and watch us lose, which we did not do. So Ben, I can't wait till you wake up tomorrow morning and hear this shit and realize what you missed out on. You didn't get to see a game like this live like we all did. We all have this now,
so maybe that's the key, him not watching games.
Maybe so. Well, the next game is a night game, so hopefully he won't watch that one either. That'd be a big game. So I'll go. I mean, I don't really have a number. I mean, I'm drinking a little bit of wine now. I had a couple of cocktails and a beer, but late game, didn't drink a lot. So I'll go with a one. So with us today, we've got Scott, host of the Tigers Den. Scott, how you doing? Do you have a number?
I'm doing great. I do not have a number. I just got back into town. I was actually in New Orleans all weekend. So I just got back home for the second half. I watched the first half while I was driving.
And, are your windows safe?
My windows safe? No. Tom Brady broke all my windows, all my Surface windows.
All right. Real?
But no, I didn't get my windows busted in. Windows.
Yeah, I was about to get excited.
I mean, these days you got a 50-50 shot.
So. Yeah.
Wes joining us from the PSN Beer Show. Wes, how you doing? Do you have a number?
Doing good. No number. I don't know if you guys realize this, but the Buccaneers, unfortunately, are dealing with some injuries.
Oh, so,
I'm not
they're
sure
the only team, too.
Not sure if this is a legitimate win since they didn't have all of their starters for the entire game. So, you know, we should keep that in perspective before we gloat too much.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. And we also have Gunn from Taking the Over. Gunn, hard to recognize you without your mullet anymore, but you're here. Do you have a number?
I've always got some decimals, man. I went real deep.
You look like you went real deep.
Pure serotonin bliss day today, man. It was awesome. It's been great. Gambling and Saints victories and betting against Taysom Mann winning and the Saints winning, and it's just been awesome. I'm so happy.
I mean, this was just a glorious day. It might be the effects of the multiverse spreading out to the Saints game today.
Gunn hasn't seen it yet.
I know. I'm not going to get into any spoilers. I'm sure we will have a big conversation on that movie once all of us have seen it. But getting back into the game. So
I have a question. So our first defensive play, the Bucks' first offensive play, Brady throws what appears to be an interception to Lattimore. And they rule it, if I'm not mistaken, they ruled it an interception on the field.
They did.
Okay. So then you look at it and you can clearly see he didn't catch it. But then they say, oh, the call's been changed on the field. They called down from New York and wait, what? No, that's not how this works. Like,
yeah, it is. They do automatic. They All this.
Yeah. Because it was a turnover.
They do automatic reviews.
I forgot that was a turnover. I was like, what the fuck?
And I think somebody might have even laid out injured or something on that play, so they had time no matter what, you know. But yeah.
We just have Brady's number in the regular season, I guess. Like
Brady.
He hasn't beaten us in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a Tampa. Even though we didn't get the pick, it was a huge sign early in the game where you knew, like, okay, the defense was coming to play today. And that's what we always say. Like, they were like, Brady was pressured on like 30 something percent of his snaps compared to like 15% for the whole season. So and the best part of today's game is we got all this pressure without blitzing a lot.
Without Cam Jordan blitzing, two sacks. Very, very little blitzing.
Lattimore got Cam Jordan, two more sacks. It's amazing.
Seven quarterback hits. Compare, and you add that with six passes defensed. I mean, those two numbers, that's 13 basically useless plays that the defense pressured somebody and took care of business. Like, it was amazing.
We went into Tampa Bay with substitute coaches and shut out Tom Brady, beat them into submission with field goals.
Of all things. Right. I know, like,
with field goals.
Of all things.
And badass defense. And punting.
I mean, that is the huge part. Just not having Sean Payton is such a massive factor.
I wonder if not having him calmed Taysom down a little bit. Like, I almost think sometimes Sean Payton loves Taysom so much that
did Taysom look calm?
He looked better.
I don't think Taysom had a good game. I don't think he had a good game at all.
No, he had a really bad game.
He didn't turn the ball over.
I think he would have benefited with having – yeah, I know.
He tried to.
Right.
But I did notice that he was staying in the pocket longer. He was going through his reads. Like, there was a few plays where you could see him looking around, and then finally throwing the ball.
Into the ground.
Not necessarily. He did have some really bad passes.
He had a couple of better passes earlier, but it was hilarious when he had that long completion to Callaway that was underthrown, and Collins was like, "Wow, look at how smart that was! He saw the defense."
That was a typical Taysom Hill downfield underthrown pass.
Yep. Now that other one he threw was nice.
Yeah, that first one to Callaway.
He threw probably the nicest pass I've ever seen him throw. I mean, on one of them, but. I wanted to probably get in this later, but I want to keep it real with, I love how great our defense played. And that was super exciting. And that energy, and Lattimore might be the best cornerback in football right now. And that's great to see after the contract. Cause none of us knew what we would get with him after the big, once he signed a contract, and then today really not playing against anybody. Once Evans went out, Taysom Hill's not an NFL quarterback. Well, I know we keep hearkening back to that, like with games, and it's great that we won, but this was an extremely ugly game for our offense, and it wasn't because of the Bucs playing well. Our offense looked awful, and I'm taking into consideration that we have three guys named Cliff McClifferson on the offensive line.
McClifferson, I like. And that. Cliff Notes.
I mean,
we have Cliff Notes on the offensive line. So
We kind of talked about that last week too. Like, our offense didn't look great, and we felt like if we played a better team, that they would be able to score on us. But our defense just stepped up.
Defense looks amazing.
It did. It did. And getting back to the offense,
it's a championship quality defense. Right.
The offense looked really bad, and you knew without the two tackles, and with them having such a strong run defense, we could not run the ball at all, and that's disaster for this offense because we can't throw. I mean, we have nobody to throw to. We have nobody to throw to, so we have to be able to run the ball without the two tackles and going against a strong rushing defense. That's kind of a recipe for the disaster for this offense, and that's what we saw.
And Taysom Hill completely has, since every game he's played, he cancels out Alvin Kamara. I don't get it.
They weren't on the same page. Kamara looked pissed at him.
Yes, and so Taysom threw 27 passes. Kamara touched the ball 13 times. That's way off, especially once we saw how the game was acting out. Like, he needed to get him more involved. And
it was like that. You're right. It was like that after the first drive. First drive was three Taysom passes, one Kamara rush. And the one Kamara rush had netted 8 yards, and the three Taysom passes were like one of three for 8 yards. And like, it just, that you saw it. I mean, all hail the defense tonight. There was play in the third quarter. There was a play in the third quarter where you saw all three levels of the defense, the line, linebackers, and secondary all contribute to a key play that just typified the night. It was a third down conversion, third quarter. Brady drops back. There's pressure coming from Davenport. Just like, not necessarily nothing that's ever going to appear on the stat sheet, but just pushing his guy back into Brady. Brady throws it. I think it was Quan or DeMario DeMario tipped it. And then even still, Gronk was able to get it, but Marcus Williams just gave as good and clean and solid of a hit as you can get that sealed the fact that it was going to be an incomplete pass. It was like all three levels of the defense combined on that one play to just, I mean, it just showed you like it's all there.
It was good to see Onyemata back doing his old thing, because the his games that he's been back haven't been, I don't know, he's kind of, he hasn't really made an impact. And tonight, like he just looked different. It looks like he's maybe back to full strength after being away from the team for the first, you know, six games of the season.
This was definitely the Onyemata we thought we were going to get after week six.
For sure. And if you can, I mean, I guess Cam Jordan needed a week off. I mean, right? What? Yeah. He got 3 years younger. With getting COVID and like, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
He has some monoclonal antibodies.
Some ivermectin and some hydroxychloroquine going on. But my goodness, that guy, seriously, he looked 3 years younger. That was just insane.
It kind of helps when you can get a nice week off late into the season, you know? And heaven forbid, the NFL goes to two bye weeks.
Everybody on the line kind of did their job. I mean, Granderson is filling his role perfectly. He stops the run, but he can get after the quarterback. He's got a spin move now that's pretty dangerous that he's busting out a lot. Davenport's being Davenport, but even the guys like Tuttle's batting down passes and collapsing the middle, and Holmes is getting in there.
But Wes, despite all that, let me just remind you that the Bucs are without their top three pass catchers for at least 2.5 quarters tonight.
Does NBC know that there are any Saints injured? Does NBC at all know that there's any Saints player that's been injured? I mean,
our starting fucking quarterback. We don't even have our coach.
The last time we beat them, they fucking took our quarterback out, and we still fucking beat them.
We beat it with three quarterbacks. Collinsworth talked about how valiant of an effort it was by Tom Brady to just stay in there and keep trying, even though he was hampered by injury. His team was hampered by injuries. I was like, what in the hell are we talking about? Right.
Can I be honest? When they had that douchey voiceover over the Tom Brady puff piece, like immediately leading into the game, done by Kieran Culkin, I went,
oh my God,
I think we're going to fucking win this game. Like, I feel like this is going to be a night that we win, given this kind of fucking bullshit for Tom Brady. I took a screenshot and posted on Twitter of the fucking everybody on the panel. Once again, everybody chose Tampa Bay. They even did a little segment where they chose them, like they showed throughout the years.
They showed everybody from last year.
Fucking Tampa Bay. Except I took a picture of it. Drew Brees picked the Saints.
I think that was his way of announcing his
candidacy for mayor of New Orleans.
I
don't know if he believed his pick at the time, but
I believe in Harvey Dent. Come save us, Drew.
crazy that that they just couldn't figure out that that we also have dealt with some injuries and
right.
Yeah.
Our starting fucking quarterback and our two All-Pro
Michael
Pro Bowl
did
left,
they
left
say Michael,
and Michael Thomas.
Name?
They didn't even mention his name.
Harris's name wasn't said either.
We have a showdown of backups at wide receiver, and we win, and y'all want to act like it's a big fucking loss because it was an even playing field at wide receiver depth for a moment.
Marquez Callaway over 100 yards.
Did he?
112 yards, six catches for 112 yards.
I love it.
I had to start him in 1 week in fantasy. I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. Because every time I started him, he's done nothing for me. Nice. It paid off.
I don't want to make this about gambling, but like when Vegas put the line at Taysom Hill over under 19.5 completions, I'm like, we can win the game if he completes 15 passes.
Now, that and, being said, I didn't expect we could also win the game with only getting 61 yards total rushing.
Well, didn't we have 212 total yards?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that. Yeah. Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the team.
So, yeah, Taysom badly underthrew some passes downfield that still got big chunks of yardage.
And he missed on the one where he threw to Troutman. So everybody's like, oh, fuck Troutman. No, he had 46 running up the sideline wide open.
Wide open.
Princess. Really could have been a touchdown. He also had Kamara coming across the middle, but he hadn't hit Kamara all game, so yeah. I didn't expect that. But he had Prentice. Is that a name, 46?
Prentice, yeah.
He had him running up the sideline wide open. Like, that's even if it's not a touchdown, he gets to the 10-yard line at least.
Dude, when we were kids and played Tecmo Bowl, there was a Tecmo Bowl play you could run on the original Tecmo Bowl with San Francisco 49ers where Roger Craig
would
run that route. And Kamara ran that route, and it was like automatic third down conversion, and Taysom threw it behind Kamara.
Oh, that's Kamara knew it too, because he had space. Yeah, and Kamara knew it too, man. He knew. He's like,
Kamara
fuck this dude.
Kamara knew it on that little flare to the end zone. Kamara knew it. He got pissed because, he's not a quarterback. He's not an NFL quarterback. So, like, just run the fucking wing tee, run the veer, run whatever the fuck you have to run, but don't let them throw it more than 15, 20 times a game.
Well, but the problem was that, like, we couldn't run. I mean, with our backup tackles and with their good run defense, we couldn't run it either. No matter what we did. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was our longest rush today? Maybe 10 yards on, like,
9 or 8, 9 by Taysom ran by for Taysom, 9. Yeah. Yeah. And, Kamara ran for 8. Kamara ran, his first run of the game was for 8 yards, and then his other 10 rushes was for 10 yards total.
So was Carmichael on the headset with Peyton calling the same? Oh, we're running well. Fuck it, let's throw it.
I was on the Ouija board with Carl Smith trying to get him back to come just go, like, you know, run, punt, run.
I was surprised, like, we didn't even try to throw a screen pass tonight either.
They threw one. It was kind of a wide receiver screen, but it was on like 3rd and 10, and it was incomplete. Oh, okay. It was to Kamara. He was lined up in a slot, and he dropped back. I mean, considering we were missing both of our tackles, the offensive line, and we didn't rush the ball well, but the offensive line held up pretty well, at least in pass protection.
In pass protection, yeah, they did.
And as was pointed out by the Cracker Jack announce team on the main broadcast, there's essentially a 5-man defensive front when you play Tampa Bay. So it's man to man. Like, everybody's taking somebody or you're keeping somebody home to help out, because they're coming with a 5-man front most of the time.
I'm guessing they didn't pull Ruiz on any plays, because I didn't see him whiff on anybody.
There was one play where they pulled him. We actually had a good run, but they pulled to run behind him, but he fell down and goes rolling across the ground. And we ran right past him.
Of course we did.
That's the crew.
You know, we're talking about the game and all. I guess we say this every year, and I think this is kind of like one of those things where you worry about in the preseason, like your guy that tries to make the practice squad is going to get picked up and then never does. Dennis Allen's going to get he's going to get a head coaching job this year. There's too many people, I think, that are going to get fired. And this just – he's been a great defensive coordinator for a long time. I think that somebody is going to give him another shot.
Yeah.
After this year, this is a great job by him.
Regardless of play calling, the game management was good. They should give him forgiveness. He was with the Raiders.
And I mean, I believe
when they were really bad.
Wasn't Al really Davis bad. Still alive?
Yeah, it was like the very last
thing. He had to deal with old senile Al Davis. So
you'd kind of love to see Leftwich go to Jacksonville, though.
I think that's happening too.
I hope so.
They hired Urban Meyer last offseason. So who knows?
Schrager was on Bill Simmons saying that he thinks Jacksonville wants to go with like a Caldwell or somebody that has like coaching experience and stability for Jacksonville.
I mean, Jacksonville's made a lot of shitty choices in the past, so I'm sure they'll make another.
They're
one.
Trying to, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yes, look, the defense, unreal game. I mean, CD, like, after when CD comes up the time, thank God he didn't get called for taunting, because that's.
Oh, yeah, he just stood in front of him with his arms closed. That was fucking great. And the look on Brady's face was just like, look at this fucking guy.
Speaking of that play, and rather than being like a competitor or a man, Tom Brady immediately turns away and starts crying to the ref that this guy looked at me funny and crossed his arms.
That's like, all he did.
And I'll just say, I want to be really proud of Drew Brees that he got terrible calls and hit after plays and hit in the head without plays being called for a long time. And I just don't remember him ever yelling at a referee. And every Tom Brady game, he does it two or three or four times. We've seen him break the Microsoft Surfaces over and over again. He's done that a whole bunch of times. He broke another one tonight. He's thrown helmets. And I mean, it's just
Wes, like, when you lose your top three pass catchers for at least 2.5 quarters, you're going to lose your patience.
And I don't want to take away that Tom Brady's either the first or second best quarterback of all time. That's great. But like, seriously, like, I'm just glad that he's not our quarterback.
He's a bitch boy. He bitches all. He's like LeBron in the NBA. They're great, but they fucking bitch all the time. Like, just stop it. Just accept your loss. That's one of the things about Tom Brady. When you get after him and you make him nervous, he gets frustrated. Like, he was so fucking frustrated. He's not used to this
shit. That's why we always beat him. We're in their heads.
We're in their heads, and he gets frustrated. So, of course, he's going to lash out and bitch and try to get flags thrown because he knows he's just getting beat.
What's our regular season record against them now?
4-0 for Tampa. 4-0
the last 2 years. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 4-0 in a regular season. We swept them.
We got a regular season streak going further than that, though.
No, they beat us in 2017 in the Dome in week two. They beat us pretty bad.
2-4-6.
So we're eight? And we eight, lost seven, to him. We lost nine? To him. We lost to him in 13 when Junior Gallette got held and they didn't call
we,
it.
We lost to
seven
the
regular
week of,
season, seven regular
the first week
season
of 16. That was the Ryan Fitzpatrick game.
No, that was Tampa. We're talking about Brady.
Oh, we're talking about Tom Brady. Gotcha. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we had lost to two previous, but then we smoked him in 09. So we're at least 5-2 against Brady in the regular season. And I don't know what we did in 2000 pre-Peyton. I'm sure we lost.
That was Tampa's played first him in home loss of the season too today.
Yeah, we played him in 2005.
They're 10-4, and two of their losses are to us.
To us, yeah. Half of their losses.
I definitely love being in their heads and love the fact that their fans are somehow now like hate
the,
it. Like,
the team that now occupies the number one spot in the playoffs, Green Bay, we beat them too.
And we beat
we're way too early a call to make, but if we go on a run here against some pretty crappy teams that we're about to play and make the playoffs, decent chance we play Tampa Bay in the first round of the playoffs.
Like, Wes, have I told you about my plan?
I've heard. But I'm just like, if Green Bay's getting the one bye, 2 seed versus 7 seed would really a lot of different ways line up to be Saints versus Bucks.
And you have to think Tampa's going to win the next 3 games because they get the Panthers twice and the Jets.
Probably.
So Cam Newton is done.
Dude, he threw such a bad pick today. Like, he threw it right to – it was at towards the end of the game. The game was out of hand, but he just threw it right to the defender. I was like
– The kicker for Tampa – the kicker for Carolina hurt himself in pregame.
That's right.
And, I ran to the prop bets. I placed every single bet you could place against field goals in that game. Every single one of them hit.
And
every bet you could place for touchdowns being scored before field goals.
So, Scott, are you still believing that the Saints are going to lose the next 3 games in a row?
we've already surpassed your one for the rest of the season.
If the season ended today, we're in the playoffs.
No more
right
than
now.
2-3 quarters.
I made a
statement that I didn't think they would win. I said it would be under 3 games. I'm not gonna deviate from that statement, but
they won't win one more.
But
yeah, somebody definitely will.
But
I will say that their chances of winning, you know, more than 3 games
one more
is definitely
game.
Higher now. I mean, what do you want me to say?
They could win one more game.
I hope they do. I hope they do.
Y'all
got to understand, too, that
– you watch our offense tonight, and you're perfectly correct that we shouldn't win another football game.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot – I want to be real clear. I'm not, like, super excited because the defense played championship-level defense against maybe the best team in the NFL. I mean, they're going to make mistakes and blow a player here and there. And I don't know if our offense can cover it against – I mean, this
See,
is –
See, what worries me, too, is we've talked about, like, we play up to teams and we play down to teams, too. So our defense played up tonight, you know, we got who is it? Miami next
Miami.
Week.
Miami. Miami's won seven in a row. That's
a ball.
Yeah.
Six, yeah. I think.
And
six in a row. That's right. Six in a row.
You know, I just hope our defense keeps. If our defense can keep playing at that level, then yes, we absolutely have a chance to win the next three.
I do. I think have
it's health. We can't deal with any more injuries.
Well, I think I don't know what Armstead's deal was since he played last week, but I figured maybe the Saints thought, hey, look, Sean's not here. We're going to Tampa. Odds are we'll lose. Let's rest him back because the last three games, because they knew Gunn's plan. They're like, these last three games are very winnable. We heard Gunn's plan.
And
Let's realize
our defense has now gone two games in a row without giving up any touchdowns to the other team. And that same Jets team that we shut out with, no one doubts Tampa Bay's pedigree as an offense, but that same Jets team that we shut out last week scored three touchdowns on Miami today.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And then Harris has one more game. Is that correct?
Yeah, he comes back week 17. Okay. So one other big thing from this game, obviously, the defense gets the game ball and they won the game. But having a competent kicking game, both on the punting side, but especially the place kicking side, considering if we had this at Tennessee, we win that game too. But considering how the game unfolded, man, those field goals were massive.
And we came out of this game. From what I can tell, relatively injury free, which is huge.
Yeah, Gardner Johnson came out, but then he came back in.
He came back in.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, have you ever been so excited to see a guy kick the third field goal to make the score 9-0? Right. And you go, we've won the game now.
Well, and this is 2 weeks in a row that nobody got injured and left the field during the game, like, and stayed out.
Right. So
that's one big thing from the Jets game that I was shocked about, is we didn't deal with any injuries. Just 2 weeks in a row. So you can get Armstead and Ramczyk back. I mean, it makes it more interesting. I mean, this honestly is, you've got Calvin Throckmorton, Jordan Mills, and James Hurst out there. And let's not forget, like, Cesar Ruiz is your second best offensive lineman right now.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, yeah. It's
right. I mean, we have one good offensive lineman right now. One.
I mean, seriously.
Taking the Dolphins out of the equation, I mean, Carolina's a dumpster fire, and Atlanta's Atlanta. I mean, like, we can now – shit. We could even
rest our starters for the playoffs.
Rest our starters for the playoffs. We can give Book a try and still make the playoffs, I think.
Hey, and I want to say, too, they kind of mentioned it, but their little rugby scrum from the half-yard line, why didn't we use that play again?
Just run that every down.
That was our third. That was our third best run of the entire game.
Yeah, just run that every down.
Yeah, just put a couple of defensive tackles back at fullback and just push.
Seriously, like,
just to wear them out. Just like,
right?
Just between COVID,
he did that with Traquan Smith pushing.
Just know we're gonna run that play every single fucking down. They don't expect this, and we're gonna run a tempo.
It'd be like the Bills game. The Bills game years ago where we ran the ball like 14 plays in a row. Just run that play over and over. Like, just dare somebody to stop it.
And that's the wild part of the game.
And then throw a jump pass when they do.
Because for a while in the second half, and like you said, we had 14, like 12 plays, 14 yards. It's like the defense played this well and basically being on the field twice as long as Tampa in the second half.
Seriously, 12 plays, 14 yards, and that was – four different drives. Like, that was four drives in the third quarter where they all were three and out. We had 14 total yards.
It was pretty gross. It was tough. And yet the defense still made the plays when they had to. Credit to them.
Fantastic. I mean,
one of the all-time great Saints performances.
Tom Brady made a career out of playing football with not great receivers and stuff like that, and throwing to the running back. So, I mean, he had his opportunities still better than what we should have had.
I mean, yeah, look, we had a healthy Kamara. If he makes accurate passes to Kamara out the backfield, you know, this game isn't even it's not even this close.
Yeah,
really. So, you know, maybe Kamara was so pissed. Maybe Kamara goes to Peyton's like, hey, bro, come on. I mean, this dude ain't it. I don't know why y'all gave him this contract. This dude ain't it. Because he's not.
No.
Like you said, he's clearly not. He's good for the things that he can do, but
for a third string tight end, he's a decent quarterback.
Yeah, he's a decent quarterback. Wow. Is there anything else about the game? I mean, I know we talked about, you know, definitely, you know, defense gets the game ball. Props to the kicker and the punt, dude. Watching Gillikin celebrate the roughing the punter. that was great, man.
Hilarious. He's been working on that one.
Because still, like, even at that point of the game, it's like, yeah, we dominated, but it was still enough time, and all it takes is a touchdown and a field goal, and we can get burned. And
you probably got to go back quite a while to find an NFL football game where not a touchdown was scored, right?
Yeah,
because that's what happened tonight. We just beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0.
Go
ahead, Jason.
I do love the fact that Tom Brady had a streak of 255 games of not being shut out, and he was in second place 50 games behind Drew. But now we don't have to worry about Drew. There's one record Drew will actually hold on to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can hold on to that.
I'd mentioned this earlier in the year, so I don't know what the rotation is and what they're doing. But Dennis Allen is brilliant with the way he's rotating Roby and Adebo, because they're playing the same position. So they're competing in there and switching them in and out, and you'll watch like Roby make a pass break up on one play, and then on the next play see an Adebo doing it too. He's matching them up with whatever down and distance for what kind of receivers in there and how he thinks, you know, the routes might be ran. Like, it's a whole nother level of playing a matchup game when you have like one guy that's a little bit bigger, more physical, and then another guy that's a smaller, kind of better with quicker guys. And how he's mixing that up is amazing, because you can't tell the difference. Like, you can't tell, like, there's not big blown plays like you would expect with rotating those guys in and out.
But Wes, the caveat here is that they did not have Mike Evans or Chris Godwin for 2.5 quarters tonight.
It is a good point. I mean, we're lucky that we haven't had to deal with the injuries this year.
We are so lucky that we have. He's like, who are their receivers again? Oh, yeah.
Seriously, we have 5 people named Billy Miller catching for our team. Don't tell me, or Scotty Miller. Don't tell me there's something wrong with Scotty.
Scotty Miller would be 1A on the Saints.
For sure.
Right. We're dealing with the Billy Joes of receivers right now. We're winning. So with that, I guess we'll move on to headlines. If anybody wants to go, feel free. I've been hosting, so I haven't had time to think about a headline.
Gunn, do you want to tell your paragraph headline?
Saints sack Tampa Toms.
I could definitely see some newspaper somewhere having that.
Or the siege of TB.
Wes, you got
Tampa
one?
Bay, yeah. Toms.
Go ahead, Wes.
Offensively, unoffensive.
Tom Brady, no way home.
Saints defense drops a CD deuce on the Bucks.
Oh my. I like that one.
I laugh more at that one. I like that one. That's probably the winner this week.
Woohoo.
That was great too. After his, you know, what's gonna be a meme of him just standing to Tom
For
Brady.
Sure.
The fact that he got that closing pick was yes. So big.
And he handled it well, because I figured normally that's when he like runs over. Did you see after that too? Tom Brady ran over the Saints sideline and yelled, "Go fuck yourself!"
Yeah.
to a coach.
He's such a petty bitch.
He ran over like within 3 or 4 feet of the coach and yelled, "Go fuck yourself!"
Right, like you'll never see even Aaron Rodgers, who's a douchebag, is never going to go do that. I think
probably not.
I think.
Tom Brady's a little bit entitled at this point. Like, yes. You saw him yell at the officials and petition and get a flag tonight.
That's
he
what
also
he's
yelled
been
at
doing.
The official after the flag too.
Yeah,
after weird. The fucking flag yeah. he got, like, he yelled at him. After, how entitled is that?
He's been doing that for the last few years. He's definitely been talking with LeBron about that kind of shit, because they do the same kind of shit in the NBA. It's the same thing. You complain after the fact, and then you get it. Because he's like, oh, well, who's got 7 rings? Nobody's got 7 rings. I must be right.
Great win, though. Seriously. I mean, this is
This is an all-time defense, this is the kind of thing
to be excited about. I mean, like, this is
we're going to the playoffs, right? Like, we're going to the playoffs.
We're definitely like I was with you on your plan from the get-go. I knew we could get at least get to 9 wins. Like,
fuck my plan. We're going to the playoffs. I mean, yeah. And to me, that's how you measure a season.
Yeah. Yep. Get in. Like you said, we grew up in a time where playoffs was this mythical thing that when we first got it, like, we created songs and it was nuts. Like,
and worst case scenario is we get seeded against a team we've already beaten.
Yeah. Like I said, the good defenses travel.
The other two times that Tom Brady was shut out in his career in 2003 and 2006 were both on the road. This is the first time he's ever been shut out at home in his NFL career.
And Tampa did something that, what did they do, like red out the stadium or something? Like, it was after getting crushed by us last year. They tried to come up big, celebrate
because they were going to lock up the division if they beat us tonight.
Yeah, like, they were looking to celebrate
at that stadium at home on national television. Like, they went into it with we're going to show them and all that.
Hell yeah.
Good job, Tampa.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. What a fucking night, man. What a night.
It was great. It was great. So I guess we'll move on to final thoughts.
We've got to figure out a way to, I'm not saying be a top 10 offense or anything like that. I think the defense is good enough, but I think we've got to score 20 points a game. This is the NFL, and I'm not talking about the regular season. I'm talking about if we want to upset anybody in the playoffs. In the playoffs, it's the game's just more different, more intense. And this is a game that a whole bunch of ways, one little blown play. I was worried about Leonard Fournette getting hurt because I know Ronald Jones is the guy that will break a 75-yard touchdown. He cannot catch the ball out of the backfield, and he normally runs for 2 yards, and he gets tackled by the first person. But if he hits a hole and doesn't get touched, you can lose him. And we almost saw that happen. Like, the offense has to do something. Somehow the time of possession was 50-50 tonight, but that was just because they had 30 minutes and some seconds, and we had 29 minutes and some seconds.
Wow.
So that was just because of how awesome our defense played. We've got to find a way to at least string a few first downs together. At some point, you got to score touchdowns. I don't even know. Did we get in the red zone tonight? Or our field goal? Yeah, one of our field goals was from close.
Yeah.
So there's just got to be a little bit more. Maybe getting two of the best offensive linemen in football back helps that. But Taysom has to concentrate on committing to getting the ball in Alvin Kamara's hands no matter what, and figuring that out. There is a way that this team can upset some people, though, and just, I mean, I'm not saying we're winning the Super Bowl, but we can piss somebody off and ruin their dreams by going in as a 7 seed and sending somebody home. And there'd be nobody better than doing that to Tampa Bay.
I'd love it. I'd love it.
I want to tell any of our fans that are listening in the UK that decided to go to bed because they chalked this up to a loss. Good news. Saints won 9-0. Defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Had a lot of fun. Won the game. Alvin ran for like 30 yards. Taysom passed for like 150. We won. Kicker, real gutsy show by defense and special teams today.
We won 2 out of 3.
It's like somebody summoned the ghost of Carl Smith. Jim Moore.
It was, yeah. I mean, just God, watching the game, it's funny. And I know I mentioned it earlier in the chat. It's like I expected to come into this game just very relaxed, nonchalant, not excited either way, expecting a loss without Peyton and without the two tackles. And then after the first quarter, I'm like, I'm in. I'm invested. Like, I want to win. It's amazing how quickly that just turned around for me.
We own these guys. We own these guys. We own them.
We are definitely in their heads, and you can tell it, and it's great to be in a team's head like this. I love it. Scott, anything?
Who that?
All right, and with that, I do not have the – of course, I don't have the doc in front of me, but that's all we have for you on the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show. We'd like to remind you guys, you can follow along a lot of our Twitter accounts. We have a bunch of shows. We have
we got basketball and soccer, and we got hockey, minor league baseball.
The Dome Patrol main show. We got the BS and Beer show.
There's a lot of LSU gymnastics.
We've got the Tigers' Den, which still, you know, the recruiting cycle, you know, big recruiting week this week, and now we've got some new sports coming up in the fall. LSU basketball looking pretty impressive. At least there's one good basketball team in the state.
Move the fuck up. Did y'all see that clip?
We got the Pelican Plunge, which the Pelicans game was postponed because of COVID today. So, okay. But
y'all should postpone the show till Zion comes back.
They should. Yeah, he just had a fucking injection. So we're going to, I think at this point, we're just waiting on Zion to come back. That's when we'll have our show. Yeah. We've got Taking the Over, who apparently had a great day today. I cannot wait to hear the recap. And hopefully you can get Devin on pretty soon. I was looking forward to hearing him this week, so hopefully he makes it on. You don't get glass in your ass this week. And so we have all of our Twitter accounts. I mean, if you're listening to us, you know him by now. If not, just search Don't Patrol PCast, Don't Patrol PCast UK, Tigers Den, Tigers underscore Den. We got Taking the Over.
Tigers underscore podcast.
Okay, I'm not good at this.
It's so easy
if I have a document right in front of me where I can just read from it.
Jason, I think you tried. I think that's enough.
Yeah, we're good.
I definitely did more than Dave.
The old-fashioned way.
Don't Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Tampa Brady not getting shut out, donkeys. That didn't come out right.
Oh, but
good night.
Stick to the plan, donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
Hi there, Mr. Hindu West. Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the masses. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and die. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do! So let's all rejoice for Jesus! Merry fucking Christmas to you! On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too! Merry fucking Christmas to you! Thank you, Mr. Hand.